اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. تزيد سائر الصلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. So unfortunately, although many of the brothers were hoping that today would be the last day of the month of Ramadan, fortunately or unfortunately, it doesn't seem like today would be, or yeah, today would be the last day. It seems like Friday is going to be Eid, inshallah. I don't know if the brothers are happy for that. Please recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraj. Okay. So one point I just want to point out, because we don't have too much time, is pertaining to our recitation of the Qur'an. And that is something that needs to continue without the year. Because the month is coming to an end tomorrow, inshallah. And throughout this month, we've been in touch with the Qur'an more than any other month, probably. But the point is that if we're not in touch with the Qur'an throughout the year, that's going to cause issues. I was listening to a speech from Ayatollah Khamenei, and he was just explaining, he has, as you know, he has his class every day, his class of jurisprudence. But before the class starts, he mentions a short tradition every single day from this book of traditions, and he explains the tradition, and one of them was about reciting Quran. And he was just pointing out some points in this regard. And it was interesting for me to hear from him that he was explaining how being in touch with the Qur'an and having uns means to be in touch with something so much that you sort of socialize with it, okay? Having that uns with the Qur'an, how important it is. And he was saying that if the population of Iran, for example, is 70 million, 80 million, whatever it is right now, he said that if we have 20, 30 million of our people, which is probably less than half of them, who are so in touch with the Qur'an and the concepts of the Qur'an that in their everyday life they remember the verses of the Qur'an. If that happens, the movement of the society towards Islam is guaranteed. There's no doubt that this society is going to get closer to closer to the Qur'an every day. Through what? Through simply being in touch with the Qur'an. Because these words are not normal words. Okay? Sometimes when we open up the Qur'an, we are looking to learn something new. And that's great. But these words, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and tells you the stuff you know, you know. You know He is one. Right? You know He is Samad. You know He doesn't have a child. He did not give birth to anything. You all know that. Right? But because it is coming from His entity, these words are so powerful that just being in touch with them is going to have a great effect on us. And it's the same thing when it comes to the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Now this is particularly more important when it comes to our younger guys, okay, the younger kids. As the tradition said, as we mentioned the other night, the Imam says, "Man qara al-Qur'an wa huwa shabun." Whoever recites Qur'an when and wa huwa shabun, and he's young when he's reciting the Qur'an. What happens? اِخْتَلَتَ الْقُرْآنُ بِلَحْمِهِ وَدَمِهِ وَعَذْمِهِ. The Qur'an mixes with his flesh, with his bones, and with his blood. It becomes part of him. So let's not take that for granted. Okay? It doesn't take too much. So, first point of this is that this recitation has to go on for the rest of the year. Number two is, brothers, the translation. The translation. And if sometimes I see the Qur'an we do here before Maghrib, and I really, really wish that the brothers knew the Arabic that's used in the Qur'an. Because when you know the Arabic, it becomes so much more pleasurable for you to read the Qur'an. Like the Dua Joshan Kabir we do these nights, When you go through it, knowing the Arabic of it, it's unbelievable. I was thinking to myself the other time, I was like, we as Muslims believe that the Quran is the word of Allah, that it has not come from any other source. But not even the Quran, Dua Joshan Kabir, when you go through it, to me it's very clear that this cannot come from anyone else other than Him. But that's because we need to be able to understand the Arabic. Okay, I know there's this class that has been going on, it's called Mafahim al-Quran, which they teach the Arabic in a very basic form. It's three books. I think some of the brothers have gone through the course, but all of us need to go through it, inshallah, because if we can learn that, then we will definitely be in touch with the Quran a lot more, inshallah. I remember when I was younger, I think I was like 10, my brother memorized Suratul Maryam. And my dad found out, and because my younger brother, my middle brother, would never do anything like that, he wanted to make sure that he encourages him. So he sat down and he said, okay, because you've memorized this surah, I'm going to give you this much money. And for my middle brother, that's the only thing that sort of had value. So then I found out and I was like, okay, well, we'll make a deal too. So I remember we sat down and we signed this contract with my father. And we made it very, very formal. And the deal was that every page of the Quran that I memorize, I get, what, about $3, $3.50 for every page. That was like 10, so that was like a lot of money back then. And then I started, and that's how I started. And I remember I memorized a great portion of the Quran, and I never got a dollar out of my father. But the point is that at a young age when you do that, and unfortunately some parts I forgot afterwards. Okay, some parts I forgot afterwards. But the point is that at that young age when you're in touch with the Quran, whether you like it or you don't like it, the Quran is going to be mixed with your flesh and your blood, and it's going to become part of you. Right? Even if you forget later on, even though it's strongly condemned when it comes to our traditions, but even if that happens, it is still within you. It still has its effect on you. Why? Because you did it when you were young. You did it when you were young, later on, it's going to have its effect, but it's going to be less. Right? The Imam says, when you do something when you're young, and it's like you're writing it on stone, it never goes away anymore. Right? You're carving it on stone. It doesn't go away. It takes years for it to go away. But when you do it when you're old, it's like you're writing on water. Not to take away the hope of the of the elders, but so this is extremely important. The meaning, we have to understand it. This course that is there, please, brothers and sisters, I don't know how many of the brothers have gone through the course, but those who have, please let the others know. Inshallah, I think when we go back, we'll have the classes starting, inshallah. These are, it's just simple classes. I remember after a couple months, 5-6 months, some of the brothers who went through the course, they were able to understand 60-70% of the Quran. When it comes to our supplications, because they're easier than the Quran, they'll understand even more probably. Okay? So this is extremely important. Number two is, although it is extremely encouraged that we have a specific time to recite Quran, but we need to understand that we don't really live in an ideal situation where we have a specific time for the Quran. If that's not the case, and for most of us that's not the case, that's fine. You recite the Quran whenever you can. You recite Quran whenever you can. Okay, that means if you have a Quran on your phone, you have five minutes, you're waiting in line, you take out your phone and you read your Quran. That 5 minutes is going to have its effect on you. Don't underestimate it. Okay, take a look at the verse of the Quran. This is verse 20 from Surah Muzzammil. Famous verse many of us have heard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقْرَأُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read as much as the Quran as you can. And then he says, عَلِمَنْ سَيَكُونَ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that some of you are going to be sick. You won't be able to recite. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ And others, they will be out seeking sustenance from the mercy of and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, one means of that would be they're working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَ I know that. And then right after he says, وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And others have other things to take care of. They are fighting in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? As if this verse was revealed for the 21st century, 20th century, I don't remember. Anyways, 21st, okay. As if it was revealed for this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know you're doing this. عَلِمَنْ سَيَكُونَ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى وَآخَرُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ I know you're working. But right afterwards it says, فَقْرَأُوا مَتَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ Recite as much as you can. Okay, so if we don't have a specific time for our Qur'an, that's fine. But whenever we can, let's recite and let's not underestimate the power of the Qur'an. Please recite the salawat. And last point that Ayatollah Khamenei was pointing out is that when you recite the Qur'an, you have to recite it with khushu'. And what does khushu' mean? Khushu' in some ways is the opposite of arrogance. Where you pick up the book and say, okay, let me see what he has to say. That's not how we recite Qur'an. With reverence, yes. So when you pick up the Qur'an, you sit there, reading the Qur'an, you say, okay, this is the person who brings me my food every single day. This is the person, as we say in Joshan Kabir, Ya Rahim al-Shaykh al-Kabir, Ya Razik al-Tifl al-Saqir. Oh, the one who has mercy on that old man or woman, and oh, the one who brings sustenance to the small, to the young baby who cannot earn his own sustenance. This is that person. This is our Rabb. What does Rabb mean? Our nurturer. What does a nurturer do? He nurtures you every single day. This is the person that's with you every single day. When you open up the Quran, you understand this is the person who has all these rights upon me. Then you recite it with humility, not with arrogance. If we do it with arrogance, it will not have its effect. Sometimes it will have a negative effect, as Ayatollah Khamenei was mentioning. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us continue reciting the Qur'an throughout the other months, inshallah. And we also pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens the return of our 12th Imam, inshallah. For those of the brothers who are tired and wish that we get on with Salat al-Maghrib sooner, and those are the brothers who are hungry. Those are the brothers who are thirsty and are looking at me with their eyes, with the yearning that we start sooner. Inshallah, please recite a loud salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.